Well, thank you for joining Sharon Baptist Church today. You can find out more about us on our website at SharonBaptistConcord.com. You're about to hear a message from Pastor James Strickland about the season for seeking a Savior. But I've got to be honest with you. I see so many people so concerned about anything but anything spiritual. Everything else is more important. Facebook is more important. What's on the news is more important. Video games are more important. Anything else other than God. Anything other than getting in the Bible. And I see that so much. Well, now is certainly the season for seeking a Savior. And again, you can find out more about us on our website at SharonBaptistConcord.com or check us out tomorrow live streaming on Facebook at 10:45, Sharon Baptist Concord. God bless. Here's Pastor James Strickland.
Good morning, everyone. I'm glad you're joining us today. What a beautiful Lord's Day it is. We trust and pray that you're all well and our neighbors are getting better, those who have been infected. It looks like it's going to be maybe a few more weeks and we'll be able to join together again to worship in the house of God. I look forward to that so much. All my life, I've never experienced preaching to an empty congregation. But nonetheless, we want to pray for those who are not able to be with us today. Pray for those families who've lost loved ones. Again, remember our leaders, our president, all our medical staff, all the safety personnel who are taking care of us during these days, the farmers who are providing us things to eat, and most of all, our precious Lord Jesus who makes all things possible. So let's pray together. Bow with us if you would, please. And Lord, we are so thankful you've had mercy upon us another week. You've given us an opportunity to come back to the house of God to share God's blessed word, because we know that thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path that guards us and gives us guidance. So we thank you, Lord, for the word of God. And we do pray for our families, our church families, our sister churches, our nation, and the world in general. We know, Lord, that we need you desperately today, and so I pray as you are with us and you provide for us, we want to say thank you. We ask again, Lord, that you bless those who have lost precious loved ones, those who are even today sick and in the hospitals. We ask you to touch them, Lord, and bring them back again to their 100% of health. So we ask you today to bless this time together. Bless those who hear, those who view us. May we mutually be blessed of the Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And before I bring the message today, I want you to listen carefully. Amanda's going to sing for us, and she's going to sing a song that really, really applies to what we're going to be preaching. I'll be preaching today about the season for seeking the Lord. Listen carefully as Amanda sings.
How about your heart? Is it right with you? Is it true?
Amen. What a message. You know, the word we always hear today, what's not essential, what's essential. The most essential thing in this world today is that your heart be right with God. As she sang, what a searching song that was. I trust that when we preach our message today that if you're not right with God, you can be, and you very well can be during this hour or at some time in the near future to be sure your heart is right with God. So we're going to preach today about the season for seeking the Savior. Certainly, beloved, this is the season, isn't it, for seeking our Savior. If you'll turn with me, please, in your scriptures, if you have your copy of God's Word, turn with us, please, to the Old Testament, to the book of Isaiah. I'll be looking in chapter number 55, Isaiah chapter 55. I'm going to read two verses, verse 6 and verse 7. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. I hope you understand that there's always been a great gulf between God and man. Let me explain. On one side, we have our precious Lord Jesus Christ, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And on the other side, we have mankind. And between God and man, there's a great gulf. Let's look at it briefly from God's side. On the Lord's side, we see the Lord Jesus Christ. He wishes us to do His will. And on the other side, we don't want to do His will. He loves us. On our side, we don't love Him. He wants us, but we don't want Him. He longs for us, but we don't long for Him. He thinks of us, but so many times we don't think of Him. Now, keeping those thoughts in mind, let me ask a couple of questions from the side of mankind. Number one, why should we seek God? There's so many reasons why we could cite that we should be seeking the Lord. Not one person in this world can give one legitimate reason for not seeking the Lord. Let me explain. You can't be happy without the Lord. There's much to expect in your life and mine from a relationship and in fellowship to the Lord Jesus Christ. So much to gain, so much to expect. But not seeking Him, not being in a relationship with Him, oh, there's so much to lose, because the Bible teaches us in the book of John chapter 3, verse 36, that those that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ shall have life. But those who do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and trust Him as their Savior, they will not see life, but the wrath of God abides upon them. So not only why should we seek the Lord, but when should we seek the Lord? The Bible says, it's read to us, we must seek Him now, right now, while He's near, while He may be found. Number three, how should we seek the Lord? Well, we should renounce our sin that we've so long cherished and loved, turn from those sins, turn from those wicked thoughts, those wicked ways, believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, no distrust in Him whatsoever, joy in Him continually, without any end. Just let me take these scriptures and let's explain some things about the season for seeking the Savior. I want you to see with me, first of all, some reasons why we should seek the Lord. First of all, we need to understand. The Bible says, there's none that seeketh after God, no, not one. Well, then, why should we seek God if it says already that there's none that seeks Him? I'll tell you why. God's already done the seeking. God's already done the calling. Well, how can I be sure of that, Pastor? How can I know for sure that God has been calling me or is calling me? How can I be sure that God is seeking me in my particular life? How am I going to know this? Well, there's three particular ways you can know. Three good reasons you can know why you ought to be seeking the Lord. If you haven't already, seek Him today. The first reason is this. We should seek the Lord Jesus because of His dying on the cross for us. We all know John 3:16. It says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting or eternal life." God the Father sent God the Son into this world as a supreme sacrifice to pay the price for your sins and for my sins so that we all could come to Him. That means you, and that means me as well. Jesus died to save sinners. He even said when He's on this earth, He said, "I have come to seek and to save that which was lost." And the Bible teaches us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means every one of us. And Romans chapter 6 tells us that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Peter kind of just reaffirms those thoughts in his New Testament epistles when Peter says, "God is not willing that any should be lost or that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Beloved, listen, that includes you. That includes me. So the first reason why we ought to be seeking God is the dying of His precious Son. But there's a second reason why we ought to be seeking God. It's because of the declaration of His Word. Do you know the Bible, God's holy Word, God's inerrant Word, has been left to us to assure us to know that God is calling us, that God is seeking us. From the book of the generation of Genesis all the way through the book of the Revelation, all through the Bible, God speaks loudly, God speaks clearly that He loves us. He's not willing to let us go and just drift away. The Bible teaches us faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It tells us that God loves us. It tells us that God is seeking every single one of us. And listen to me carefully. He's seeking you. He's seeking me. He's calling you. He's calling me. So you see, there's good reasons why we ought to seek the Lord. The dying of His Son, the declaration of His Word. But there's a third reason we ought to be seeking God. It's because of the deliverance of preaching. You who are viewing today, you who are hearing what I'm saying, you need to understand God is speaking to you through His Word, through His man, through the very pages of God's blessed Word, telling you that God loves you. He wants to save you if you're not saved. He wants to bring you close to His heart. Beloved, listen, preachers don't just stand up and preach words because they like to hear the words that they say. Do you know why we stand time after time after time and preach the blessed Word of God? It's to save souls. It's to save lives. Listen, your life and my life, all lives. You see, this is the only beginning of this passage. The reasons why we ought to be seeking God today is because of the dying of His Son. He died for you. Because the declaration of His Word, the Word of God tells us that God loves us. And the deliverance of preachers who stand week after week after week preaching, prevailing for your souls and your lives and our lives together. Good reasons, wouldn't you say, that we ought to be seeking the Lord? But notice something else. Not just the reasons we ought to seek the Lord, but what is God's response if we choose to seek Him? Listen to verse 6. "Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near." How can I be sure, Pastor? If I seek the Lord, how can I be sure if I call upon the Lord that He's going to hear me? He's going to hear my cry. He's going to hear my prayer. I can assure you because He said that He would. We just read it said, "Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near." Now, here's the response. Two things God promises. If we seek Him, two things He says will be assured to us. Number one, you may be assured He will be found. Listen to that verse again. "Seek ye the Lord while He may be found." There's two definite meanings here in this verse when it says, "Seek ye the Lord while He may be found." Now listen. We know if we seek Him now, He can be found now. Seek ye the Lord, He can be found. Doesn't that also suggest to you that there may be a time that someone could seek the Lord and He'll not be found? Genesis teaches us that God's Spirit shall not always strive with man. The Bible says it. The time for seeking God, the time for finding God, seek ye the Lord in this particular season. You see, it's the Holy Spirit of God who draws us and convicts us and convinces us to come to the Lord Jesus. Don't always assume you can call on God just anytime you want to. It's when the Spirit of God draws you and convicts you and convinces you. That's when God's seeking you and calling you. No one can come to the Lord except the Spirit of God draw him. So the response God has made is that if you seek Him, He may be found. It also says, call upon the Lord while He is near. What does that mean? It means to call upon Him while you live. Well, what if I die? Can I still call upon the Lord after I die? Let me just give you some evidence of what the Bible teaches. If you go into your Bibles in Luke chapter 16, you'll find the story there of the rich man and Lazarus. The rich man, the Bible says, died, and in hell he lifted up his eyes. And do you find God near him? That great gulf is fixed, you see, between the lost and the saved. And that man was not near God. God wasn't near him. Was God calling him from hell? No. Did God hear him from hell? No. Did God answer his prayers from hell? No. Listen, that's why it's so important that we call upon the Lord while He is near, while He can be found. If you wait till you die and you think you have a second chance to ask the Lord Jesus into your heart, you're going to be sadly mistaken, just as was this rich man. Even in his own testimony, he said, Father Abraham, would you just send somebody back to testify to my brethren? I have five brothers who are yet still alive, that they may hear the way to salvation. And Abraham said to him, son, listen, they have Moses, the Word of God. They have the prophets. They have the Word of God. They have the men of God. He says, let them hear them. Beloved, listen to me. I can't impress it on your heart enough. You better seek the Lord while He's near. You better seek the Lord while He can be found. He promises that He's near. He promises that He can be found. Well then, what if I seek Him? How do I seek Him? Well, you seek Him through repentance. Listen to verse 7. Verse 7 says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. We seek the Lord by repenting of our sins. What does it mean to repent of our sins? It means it comes to be a change of heart, a change of life. Don't think, listen to me, don't you think you can seek the Lord and not forsake your sins and find Him? Part of that verse said, let him seek the Lord, let him turn from his wicked ways, and then he'll find God. So don't think you just ask God and come into my heart and just go out and live like you want to, live like you always have. No, no, no. If you seek Him and don't turn from your sins, you will not find Him. Well, then what does it mean if I want to repent and turn to the Lord? Repentance has three pretty clear objects in it. Repentance begins, first of all, with contrition. That's a good theological word. It's just not hard to understand. Contrition simply means that you're sorry for your sins. It's called godly sorrow. It does not mean you're sorry that you were caught in your sins. It does mean that you're sorry that you sinned against God. You're sorry that you sinned in the first place. That's contrition. But then comes confession. Between Contrition and confession, that's part of repentance. It means you have to admit personally. You have to admit individually that you are a sinner, that you're lost without the Lord, that you need Him desperately in your life. You have gone astray. You've gone off into sin, and you need to come back to the Lord. Listen, admit it. Admit it, beloved. Confess it. You got to believe it, not just in your heart. The heart, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, the Bible says, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So you see, repentance begins with contrition, it continues with confession, and then there's deep conviction. The Holy Spirit of God has been sent by God the Father to this world to convince every one of us that we're lost, that we're sinners. He's sent to convince us, to convict us, that every one of us is a sinner. Let me ask you something. Has He ever done that in your life? Is He maybe doing that in your life today as I share this message? Then thank God, because that's God seeking you, you see. That's God calling you. That's part of repentance. So He says, seek the Lord, repent of your sins. God promises He'd respond. Then notice this return to the Lord in verse 7. It says, and let him then return to the Lord our God. To return to something suggests to me that maybe we've left something somewhere. You can't return to something if you didn't leave something. Well, listen, it's not God who has gone off into sin. It's mankind. It's you. It's me. Every single one of us all have sinned. Every one of us has turned away from the Lord. That's why we need to return back to the Lord. That's why we need to repent of our sins. Repentance includes a change of will, a change of your walk of life, a change of direction in your life. It's a total change that takes place. What about you today? Think about your heart. Are you away from God? Are you still in your sins? Are you out of relationship to God? Are you out of fellowship with God? Do you need to return to the Lord today? What about you? Not your neighbor, not somebody else. What about you? What about your life? What about your direction? If you change nothing in your life except what you're doing today and continue to live just like you're living day by day, and you come to the end of your life, where will the end of your life lead you? So you see, it's imperative that we return to the Lord. And I want you to see this also. If you seek the Lord, repent of your sins, God will respond, God will hear. If you return, God promises you something, that you'll receive salvation. Listen to verse 7 one more time. It says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will, listen, talking about God, he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. If you do what God says for you to do, and you mean it in your heart, there's two special things God promises to do in your life. Do you know what they are? Would you like to have those two special things that God says He'll do for you? Do you want to know what they are? Would you like to have them in your life? Do you need them today? Well, listen to Him, and I'll tell you what He says. He says, in God's response, you'll receive two things. You'll receive, He says, mercy. God will have mercy. I don't know about you, but I want the mercy of God, don't you? I don't deserve the mercy of God, neither does anybody, but I want the mercy of God in my life, don't you? I don't want the judgment of God in my life. I know that I deserve that. We should all know that we deserve the judgment of God, but I don't want that. I want the mercy of God, don't you? I don't deserve it, the mercy of God, but I surely desire it in my heart. What about you? Well, if you return to the Lord, Jesus said, I will have mercy upon you. God promises He will have mercy upon you. God has already had mercy upon our nation through all these things we're going through today. Our whole nation could have been wiped out, but God's had mercy upon us. So He promises mercy if you'll seek the Lord, but then He promises pardon. He says, for our God will abundantly pardoned. You see, you don't just get salvation when you turn to the Lord. You do get that if you repent of your sins and accept Jesus. You do get salvation, but you get a full pardon. What does it mean to get a full pardon? It means you're forgiven. You're forgiven now. It means you're forgiven yesterday. It means you're forgiven today. It means you're forgiven tomorrow and all the way through to eternity. You're continually, eternally forgiven. That's why it says he will have abundant pardon now. Listen, pardon for you now and pardon for you forever, continually. Because you see, God's no respecter of persons. God doesn't love me more than he loves you. God doesn't love preachers more than he loves other people. He loves you equally along with everybody else. Christ Jesus died for you just as much as he died for me. You see, that's why it's so important that we take this season to seek our Savior. Beloved, listen, if there ever was a time for our nation to seek the Savior, it's now. If there ever was a time in your life or mine, if you haven't sought him, that you'll seek him today. This seeking of the Lord and being found is open to every single person in this world. Beloved, listen, it's open to you. It's open to me. But in conclusion, I want you to remember this. Listen to me carefully. Seeking the Savior and not forsaking our sins only results in not finding him. So don't think you can seek him and find him and then live like you've always lived. Repentance comes in there. A change of will, a change of walk, a change of life, a change of mind, a change of direction. So if you'll seek the Lord, turn from your wicked ways, the Bible says. Well, preacher, I'm not wicked. Oh, yes, we are. Every single one of us is a sinner. We just as well admit that. We know what we are. Sinners are the ones who Jesus came to save. He said the righteous don't need repentance. It's the sinners that I came to save. So you need to understand. We can seek him. We can find him. He is near today, near as ever he's ever been. If you'll seek him, turn from your ways, accept the Lord, you will have mercy and you will have abundant pardon. Isn't that wonderful that God will give us that? Sinners such as we who are so undeserving. How wonderful our God is. What an awesome God that we serve.
Well, that was Pastor James Strickland at Sharon Baptist Church. I hope you listen to this message. There is a time to seek a Savior. The only Savior. And now is that time. Please make that commitment. Check out our website if you need more information. SharonBaptistConcord.com. God bless you. Have a great day.